Hello and welcome to Gratitude 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Letitia, and for those of you who do, welcome back. We have made 143. So yes, I've missed a few days, apologies for that, but those of you who have been following, you know that I had surgery not long ago. So it was quite an extensive surgery as well. Dr. Stephen Parkinson was my surgeon, and you know, he did such an amazing job. But the difficulty we had with my knee was that I've already had two reconstructions before, so this was a third time. So him and only one or two other surgeons are actually able in New Zealand to even do the surgery that they did on my leg. So it's quite phenomenal what they have actually done. I'm not going to go into too much detail on here for those of you who aren't health practitioners or doctors. But yeah, the work that he has done, we may do an interview over the next month or 2 months just to go through the work that he actually has done. So yeah, I just saw him today, and I'm currently, the only thing I can really do at the moment is a little bit of bite work to start trying to get some bend back into it. I'm now walking without crutches, so that's a big bonus. And I'm probably a couple of weeks from walking up and down stairs. So for those of you who don't know, it's an ACL reconstruction. So that's an cruciate ligament surgery. Normally pro athletes, they, you know, even when I did it the first two rounds, I was quite young, I was in my 20s. So, you know, we pushed to get back because I was training for black belt back then. I was doing taekwondo tournaments. And so, you know, getting back into training and getting back into that that level of professional fitness for competitions, you know, they had me back in, you know, within 6 months. But now that this is my third, I'm not in competitive sport. I'm just, you know, maintaining it now for, you know, the next, for hopefully the rest of my life. This will never have to happen again. So the rehab will be a little bit different this time around. So, you know, I'm just pacing it. He wants me to take it slow. There's, like I said, he had to do three different procedures in there, which is not common. I'm probably one of the rare cases, actually, very rare cases. So a little bit of aqua jogging, really just to get some movement through my leg. And that's really about it at the moment. And it'll be like that for at least a month. So, you know, I am going to be doing a regular blog, just for the whole rehabilitation process. And you know, I relate it to coaching in a way. You know, every day I have to get up, I've got to do certain exercises 3 to 4 times a day. I have to be routined. I still have to be getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I still have to be catering in my online work that I'm doing. You know, so it's not really that I'm off work and I'm sitting around not doing anything. It's constant all day, and every week, every time I go to the physio, there's new exercises to do, there's new plans that I've got to follow. So, you know, energy management and time management is so important, even during rehab, and even when I'm not physically in work at the moment. I'm actually off work until, you know, for probably at least another 3 weeks until it's strong enough to go back. So, you know, really, yeah, that's the key, and it's the key in everything. It's just sticking to that routine, making sure that you include those exercises that you know are going to keep you on top of your game, so that when you are able to come out, especially those people that are in lockdown all over the world right now, you know, you're constantly coming up with new ideas, you're constantly improving, you're constantly trying new things and sticking to that routine. So eventually, you know, you're not deteriorating, we're actually accelerating. So that's all today. I really just wanted to tune in for those of you who have been asking. That's really how I'm going at the moment as far as rehabilitation goes. So yeah, it's a slow process, but like anything, it's just patience, persistence and commitment to the cause. So keep it up, and I'm supposed to be doing this every day, but as you'll notice, I've missed the last couple of days. So just give me another couple of days. There is a great interview coming up with actually my coach, JT Fox. So I will be putting that up here in a couple of days' time. So look out for episode 147. Amazing coach. So grateful to have had him through lockdown. He really is an inspiration. So yeah, I highly recommend that you look out for that episode 147, where I'm just going to give you a little insert of how he coaches, how he's coached me through my branding and marketing process, and then hopefully, you know, I can help you moving forward as well. So we'll talk to you then.